You're listening to SBS News.
The magic of reading a good book isn't lost on these children.
My name is Gian and I'm 7 years old. I just love reading so much.
With such a diverse class, teachers at Colleton Public School try to ensure the books on their shelves reflect the multiculturalism of their students. Year One teacher Jessica Parker explains.
It makes all the students well aware of student backgrounds and different cultures, and also makes them more inclusive and understanding as well.
And finding those books is about to get easier. A new database aims to make it easier for parents, teachers and young readers themselves to find these books. Professor Belle Alderman is the director of the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature and coordinated the database project.
It's important to be able to relate to a book, to relate to a story. And if you're not going to relate to it in some way, then the chances are you're not going to want to read.
Some of the key concepts in the database are cultural identity, traditions, migration, and language. The researchers are now working on another database exploring the experiences of Indigenous Australians. Maxine Beneba-Clark is a children's author of Afro-Caribbean descent. She says she grew up in a time where there were very few children's books with characters who looked like her.
Whenever there was a character that looked like me, it was this incredible thing. You know, how could this be so that someone like me could be in a book? And so I just remember that feeling of recognition.
Even though they're only in Year One, the children can already recognise why diversity in books is important. Abdullah says he likes reading about relatable characters.
Maybe the author or the illustrator, they could have found someone that looks like me and then they tried to add them in the book.
Recent research by Edith Cowan University found 95% of children's books feature a Caucasian main character, and many of the books, which do include a diversity of backgrounds for characters, didn't portray them as part of contemporary society. It's for that reason the push for more books reflecting diversity isn't just about characters, but also featuring diverse voices telling those stories and being in control of their own narratives.
That was my impetus, was, you know, what kinds of books do I want my kids to be reading, and what kind of books did I need when I was a kid that I didn't actually have?
The database launches in early 2019. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.